My name is Ketia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Henry Weiss, H-E-N-R-Y, last name W-E-I-S-S. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to the loss of renal mass from partial left nephrectomy 10 years ago due to renal cell carcinoma, comma, nephrosclerosis associated with the presence of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. This CKD has remained stable with a BUN of 22 from 42, creatinine of 1.84 from 2.0, and GFR of 38 from 34. There is improved non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 308 milligrams from 524 milligrams, period. The urine there is also improvement in the selective proteinuria, which is significant, with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 155.9 milligrams from 2,780 milligrams, period. As we previously suspected, the patient had contrast nephropathy at the last visit, but this has since resolved, period. He denies any urinary symptoms and has mild edema to the right lower extremity. However, the left lower extremity is without any swelling, period. He denies any urinary symptoms. His post-void pelvic ultrasound dated 8/30/22 was unremarkable, showing zero post-void volume and complete emptying of the urinary bladder, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 7.2 from 6.8. We provided him with education on the recommended low dietary intake of urine foods, period. We discussed the importance of having a low uric acid to prevent gouty arthritis, kidney stones, as well as crystallization of the cardiovascular vessels, or which may lead to further complications with his current heart conditions, period. We discussed that if the uric acid continues to increase, we may consider starting him on either allopurinol or Uloric in the future. However, at this time, we will manage it with dietary adjustments, period. He verbalizes understanding. Period. Next line, proteinuria, which is insignificant considering the patient's current chronic conditions and age. We will continue to monitor at this time. Period. However, to maintain renal and cardiovascular protection, we will continue the Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 10 milligrams daily. Period. We provided the patient with samples and have given him a voucher for 3 months. Period. We will also send the prescription to our specialty pharmacy for coverage, which, if approved, will be mailed to the patient. Period. If the insurance will not cover the drug or the copay is too costly, we will continue giving the patient samples. Period. Next line, obesity. With a BMI of 34, patient has gained 1 pound since the last visit. We encourage him to continue losing weight. And and to monitor his weight daily, period. We also advise him to increase his physical activity and continue with the recommended plant-based diet, devoid of animal protein and processed foods. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with mild elevation in the triglycerides of 185. Period. We advised him to consume a diet low in simple carbohydrates, fat, and cholesterol, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 106 over 52. As previously stated, he has a mild or trace edema to the right lower extremity, period. He does take diuretics, furosemide 40 milligrams as needed, period. We advised him to restrict his overall fluid intake to about 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, depending on his weight and fluid status, period. He is also advised to reduce his sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours, period. Next line, BPH on Repaflow. He is without urinary symptoms. Next line, hypothyroidism with stable thyroid levels, thyroid panel. Continue with the current regimen of levothyroxine 88 micrograms. Next line, coronary artery disease / atrial fibrillation / Big sinus syndrome, status post-Watchman procedure in September of 2021. He is also status post-pacemaker placement. He is currently taking Entresto 24 milligrams, Dash 26 milligrams, period. He follows with Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, cardiologist. Period. Next line, we are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work. And